There you go.
Yeah, that is good. You know, you learn a lot in these classes. I always wonder how they went forward when the wind was against them. And now I know. Okay, last week I think we made it to chapter 24 in Acts. And it reads, and after 5 days, Ananias and the high priest descended with the elders and with a centurion, with a certain orator named Tertullus, who informed the governor against Paul. And when he was called forth, Tertullus began to accuse him, saying, seeing that by thee we enjoy great quietness, and that very worthy deeds are done unto this nation by thy providence. We accept it always and in all places, most noble Felix, with all thanksgiving. Notwithstanding that I be not further tedious unto thee, I pray thee that thou wouldest hear us of thy clemency a few words. For we have found this man a pestilent fellow, and a mover of sedition among all the Jews throughout the world, and a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes, who also has gone about to profane the temple, whom we took, and would have judged according to our law. But the chief captain, Lysias, came upon us, and with great violence took him away out of our hands, commanding his accusers to come unto thee by examining, of whom thyself mayest take knowledge of all these things, whereof we accuse him.
Great violence.
Yeah. And the Jews also assented, saying that these things were so. Then Paul, after that the governor had beckoned unto him to speak, answered, for as much as I know that thou hast been of many years a judge unto this nation, I do the more cheerfully answer for myself, because that thou mayest understand that there are yet but 12 days since I went up to Jerusalem for the worship, and they neither found me in the temple disputing with any man, neither raising up the people, neither the synagogues, nor in the city, neither can they prove the things whereof they now accuse me. But this I confess to thee, that after the way which they call heresy to worship, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets. You know, Paul, by doing the will, we studied this morning how Jesus said that there would be people that wouldn't understand, and they would fight the wisdom of God. In that class, we were in St. John 16. We made it to verse 5. And Jesus warned them that there would be people who would try to kill you, to thinking that they're doing God's service. And here it is. And the Jews did not understand the things that Jesus... They rejected the things that Jesus taught them. And everywhere Paul went, they stirred up trouble against him. And when he came to Jerusalem, they did it again. And it's just like Brother Horton said, the Jews were the one that was lawless, and the Romans were the one that were lawful.
That's true. That's correct.
And
breaking their own laws.
Yeah.
You know, the ones that they accused Jesus of breaking, but they were breaking. Absolutely.
They were breaking them. Yeah. Continuing in verse 15. Verse 14, but this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets, and have hope toward God, which they themselves also allow, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust. And herein do I exercise myself to have always conscience void of offense toward God and toward man. Now after many years I came to bring alms to my nations with offerings. Whereupon certain Jews from Asia found me purified in the temple, neither with multitude nor with tumult, who ought to have been here before thee and object, if they had anything against me. Or else let these same here say, if they have found any evil doing in me while I stood before the council, except to be for this one voice that I cried standing among them, touching the resurrection of the dead, I am called and questioned by you this day.
Boy, that's something. See, Paul even said later in one of his letters, he said, you know, that if it wasn't for the resurrection, if it's not real, then everything is in vain.
Yeah.
Really and truly, if you look at any religion out there, okay, that you see them, how many of them talk about the resurrection of the dead? Mm-mm. Bringing you back?
Yeah.
None.
None.
So that is vain. Why in the world do you worship at anything if you're not going to have a future in it?
That's right.
Just think about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's absolute common sense.
That's
what
true.
He was talking about earlier.
Yeah.
See, right. That is absolute common sense because Muslims, all eyes hate, actually. No love in it whatsoever in the Quran at all.
No.
Okay. The Tibetan monks and everything, they preach that you will ascend to a higher plane of existence. And if you do this life, great. If you don't, then you'll come back as something else.
Yeah, that's...
And repeat it all over again.
That's all messed up. I mean, the devil can't, he can't give life.
Yeah, he can't raise nothing from the dead.
And so whatever he started is just as dead as he is. And but the life of God is different. We're unlimited. We're going to come back. And Jesus, in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said the meek will inherit the earth.
Here's something else too. Why would these Pharisees and Sadducees, if they did not believe in the resurrection, okay, what's the point of worshiping the Father then?
Mm-hmm.
What's the point?
Mm-hmm. But the wisdom of God was with Paul. In everything that he did, he was anointed and he followed the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And see, his goal was not to be rescued. His goal was to win souls, no matter what.
Come on now.
And that's exactly what he did. When he was captured, he didn't run. On the ship, he didn't flee. He stuck with it. And he used the situation to his advantage 100% of the time.
He even went and visited his friends, get refreshed, and came back.
Yeah. And on Melita, you know, we're going to get to the point, he's going to start a revival there. When the snake bite him, he's going to shake it off, and they're going to trust him, and he's going somebody's going to get healed, and he's going to start a revival there. And I learned that from the Lord too. Sometimes the situation may be against you, but you can still use it for God's glory. And if you'll be as patient as He is, and if you'll be as kind as He, as loving as He is, you can turn a bad situation into a revival platform. And that's what Paul, even in court, Paul did this. He preached the gospel in court. He was not ashamed of the guy. He told him what he did. He told him what he didn't do. He stood for something. And hopefully, you know, the word is a seed. Agrippa said, you almost persuaded me to be a Christian. Now, if he went on in the course of his life and kept rejecting what God said, he would have died. But if that word went in him as a seed, hopefully it did. And you know, hopefully he got saved. I don't know. But that's how a word works. My cousin told me about my dad was a preacher. My mom taught me the word, but my cousin was like 3 years older than me. So when he told me about Jesus, I listened to him. And he told me how to go to heaven, and I listened. You know, he was closer to my age, so he had my attention. Somebody my age telling me about Jesus. And I wanted to know because I rode motorbikes, so... I said, if I get killed, I want to know how to go to hell.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
At that time, I had a little mini bike, and I, you know, sometimes when you ride and you look at the ground, it looked like sandpaper.
Yeah.
You're going so fast. Yeah.
All of it, your body would be treated like sandpaper.
Yeah. Literally. I used to wonder what it would be like to fall. I said, man, I hope I'll never fall off.
I got a friend of mine. He's about 70, 71 years old. And when he was 18, he was drafted into Vietnam, and he got drunk and went out there on a Harley and was riding it and had a massive wreck, and you know he's still not healed?
He's still not healed?
Still not healed to this day. His legs and everything are still raw from this day.
That's bad.
To this day.
You know, when I used to wonder what it would be like, you know, when that helped me listen to what my cousin was telling me, so... But I didn't get saved. I was 19. But the word went in as a seed, and it was watered by two Coca-Cola men. They went to the store I was working in, and they told everybody about Jesus, and the guys got saved like dominoes.
Wow.
And I was one of them.
Amen, brother.
And, you know, the enemy is slick when you're around old, like I went to church all the time. But he in your mind, he say, well, that's just for older people. You know, and I didn't take it in like I should have. And but that seed was there, and it worked. And that's what Paul is doing here. He's planting seeds. And people in the world, they depend on us to plant seeds. They might reject us. They might cuss you out. Plant the seed anyway. One of my friends that died, and he got saved, when I first told him about Jesus, he cussed me out. But he ended up getting saved.
Amen.
And we were still friends. I said, Lord, I want you to save this man. He's a kind man, you know. But he cussed me out. But he ended up getting saved. So the power of the gospel is greater than the power of the world.
Exactly.
And that's what we're seeing here.
Incredible.
Where did I stop? In
20.
Thanks. He said, or else let these same here say, if they have found any evil doing in me while I stood before the council, except it be for this one voice that I cried standing among them, touching the resurrection of the dead, I am calling in question by you this day. And when Felix heard these things, having more perfect knowledge of that way, he deferred them, said, when Lysias, the chief captain, shall come down, I will know the uttermost of your matter. And he commanded a centurion to keep Paul and to let him have liberty, and that he should forbid none of his acquaintance to minister or come unto him. And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. And that's a change. Verse 25, and as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, go thy way for this time. When I have convenient season, I will call for thee. He hoped also that money should have been given him of Paul, that he might loose him. Wherefore he sent him the oftener and communed with him. But after 2 years, Porcius Festus came into Felix's room, and Felix, willing to show the Jews a pleasure, left Paul bound. Felix seemed to be moved by the gospel, but he was also greedy for Paul's money, looked like. And he...
to let him go.
Yeah, he was in an unstable situation. He heard the gospel, he partially believed it, but he didn't let the world go yet.
Yeah, from what I understand, Felix was on the island of Patmos when that volcano blew up in 70 A.D.
Was he?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. It behooves people to hear the gospel. The faster you do, the greater... you know, we make decisions and we make judgment calls all the time. And it's called sowing. And then we have to reap whatever we do. The faster a man gets saved, the more he's going to sow to the good and not to evil. And his harvest will be better. But the longer a person stays a sinner, the more damage they're going to do to themselves and others. But... you know, I want to hope the best for people, but people do make judgments. They make the right judgment sometimes and the wrong judgment sometimes. But in other words, no matter what situation we find ourselves in, the Lord will be right there with us to give us his wisdom. And when we follow him, we can't go wrong. And he'll use the situation to the best outcome. How's my time?
10:18.
Okay. Well, we made it to chapter 25.
Really good.
Okay. Dear Lord, I thank you for your wisdom and your guidance, our unlimited wisdom that we have access to. Lord, help us to receive from you and go forward in our lives. Use us like tools in your hands. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Praise God.